Hello, baby.
I was crazy once.
I'm thinking of a number.
Oh man, Rick.
Oh, are we doing a Rick and Morty thing?
No, let's talk about Rick.
Did you hear something happen to that guy?
Oh, Rick.
Yeah, he got eaten by Mr. Glibglab from season 2.
Oh, that's right. Glibglob.
Yeah.
You guys remember that show?
That's right.
You guys remember Rick and Morty?
Rick and Morty.
Yeah. Rigor Mortis. Is that why it's called Rick and Morty?
I don't think so. Like I think Mortis. It's because it sounds like Marty and Doc.
That doesn't sound like that at all, I think. Rick
okay.
and
you're,
Morty,
you're probably right.
Doc
probably
and
Mortis.
Marty. I guess that depends on Doc and Rick. And there's... Hey, call
he
me
He should have just been
crazy.
Called Professor.
Yeah.
Yeah, Prof.
Because his first name is Emmett, so it's not even like...
Yeah, and it's Rick Sanchez and Emmett Brown.
So if you were making a direct parody, which of course Rick and Morty is not a parody
That's
Back
right.
to the Future. We just established that. What would you call the characters?
Duck?
And Moby? So his name, it's not Doc, it's not a title, his name is just Duck.
Yeah, just like Duck Phillips
From Mad Men.
Yeah, it's that guy. Yeah. And then Moby the DJ.
Oh, he would be good in that show. I'm rewatching the show right now, I just got to the point where he's there.
Doesn't he, he's like, is he an asshole? I mean, everyone's like kind of an asshole on
well,
this
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
like,
he's
he like
tries
a sad guy,
to,
right?
Well, he's just like a hardcore alcoholic, and he takes a shit on Don's desk
both.
Or something. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if anyone from my work is listening to this, I'm actually not an alcoholic. I'm actually a really responsible drinker. RD,
That's
as
right.
they call me. RDJ.
Robert Downey Jr.?
Jarvis,
he's responsible
take that
now.
Ultron down, please. I don't know. I'm not really good at the Robert Downey Jr. I can't do like Robert Downey Jr. I can't do like a Brad Pitt or a Matt Damon. I'm not good at the these Hollywood leading men types. You know?
Okay. What if you did like the president needs to know about it? What about that? You could do that line.
Oh yeah, it's like they just fired a starting gun.
Yeah.
That's just me doing an intense voice. I can't, I don't know. Let Ross Marquand or that one guy who does things on TikTok, let him do it, you know?
Yeah, let the guy who does things on TikTok do it.
Yeah, let TikTok do it, actually.
The TikTok voice guy.
Yeah. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Style and Direction, a mentor podcast without the stuffiness.
Yeah. What would they say in the medieval times? Not to jump ahead, but what would they, how would avast? No, that's more like pirate.
Well, hey, we'll get into that in a second
ahoy.
Too.
Yeah.
Ahoy hoy.
Minoy noy.
That's right.
Nohoy minoy.
Remember that guy?
That's my nickname.
He was in Mad Men too. Not a lot of people remember his episode, but there was an episode where they met Doodle Bob.
Oh, Doodle Bob. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. He went to Sterling Cooper Draper Price. And they were like, we need to sell this guy.
Sell him a pencil.
That's right. We need to sell this guy. He's working for the pencil company.
Yeah.
Ticonderoga. They need to work on the pencil
whatever.
Campaign.
Is
yeah,
that,
that's right.
Yeah. Number two. A number two pencil.
Number two. And Don's like, I can think of a number two. Another number two.
I'm thinking of
and then
number.
Duck says, check out your desk. And then...
That's right. Yeah.
here's that word I don't get about taking a shit on someone's desk. You know, like, that presumes...
There's only one thing.
Yeah, that presumes a clean poop. And
you're right, yeah.
And it's like, you gotta... Are you gonna throw out the pants? Throw your pants out, like, afterward? Like, I mean...
Well, what if... Okay, you bring a roll of toilet paper with you.
Okay.
You know,
you take
then,
a shit.
I think then it's fine.
And then you wipe... Yeah, yeah. And then you, oh, I get it. It's a double. It's a twofer. I get the... That,
it's a twofer,
that's
yeah.
funny. Because you take a shit and then
you... just leave
you
it.
Leave, you, and uh-huh. you leave the messy toilet paper
on
the
desk.
So they gotta go, oh, shit. Yeah. I gotta clean up the shit and the shit-covered toilet paper. The SPP.
I think people are really gonna like how we're starting this episode.
Yeah, this is for you, Kiyoshi.
Yeah.
Shout-outs to Kiyoshi.
My name is Ethan M. Wong.
I'm Spencer DSO.
That's my name.
Jay.
Welcome, guys. This is not. We might be saying, "Hey, whoa! This sounds like a bonus episode because there's just crazy stuff happening."
There's Back to the Future.
There's Back to the Future. You know, we poop. Yeah. We haven't done our Mad Men retrospective yet. I mean, hey, if we run out of big topics of menswear, because I think we're getting pretty close to canonizing exactly how we put outfits together. So what happens after that? Uh-huh. Watching every episode of Mad Men and talking about it on the podcast.
Yeah, we're just going to become a Mad Men recap podcast.
That's right.
How about that?
And then after that,
the pilot.
After that, then we do.
Then after that, we're going to start talking about Family Guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Who was that one? Was that Spencer? Was that you?
What
the horn?
Oh, the horn. Yeah, that's my little grocery, my neighborhood grocery truck. They make that sound.
The Cucaracha thing.
Yeah, I'll just go ahead and do that. So hopefully,
yeah, close
you
that.
Don't hear that anymore.
Close that door.
Uh-huh.
What's the thing I said? Open up that fridge, right? Is it that? Because it's a cold. Yeah, cold open. Call back to like 3 years ago or 2 years ago, something like that.
Uh-huh.
But hey, you know, we want to take a break from talking about big topics because, you know, we only got so much of those. But hey, we did some fun stuff lately. And because everything is an opportunity to talk about how we get dressed, we're going to talk about a couple stuff.
It's a couple stuff.
Yeah, a couple stuff. CP. Wait, hold on. CS.
Oh, no.
CS. Yeah. I like it. But yeah, if you guys have followed me on Instagram or TikTok, you guys have probably already seen the video recaps I've been doing. Also, I'm putting reels now. Not like a typical reel. I'm just doing my little recap videos of fun stuff. Of the fun stuff we get up to. Although the most viewed reel I have is the video of Michael talking about how he found socks in the alleyway behind his house.
That's
has like 40,000 views, and I'm like, Jesus, like, it just makes me think I don't even need to make like my little fun vloggy recap silly videos. I just need to film. I'm gonna put all the random stuff that we do, all the stuff like Spencer ad-libbing about OJ Simpson, and we'll get into that later on today in the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, first off, we had Dapper Day recently. By the way, the theme to all three of these things is that we're going back in time. And Dapper Day, like I said in the blog post, kind of already baked in. You know, it was made inspired by the old 50s illustrations, the concept art that the the Disney Imagineers imagined families and teens wearing sport coats and ties to ride a carousel, you know, to check out the Carousel of Progress, to go on the Disneyland Railroad where you get to see dinosaurs in the volcano or something. I haven't been on that ride in a long time.
It's fun.
Yeah.
The dinosaurs and the volcano are there.
There was one time where while we were on the train, this is back in college, because it kind of goes backstage a little bit. You know, you don't really see too much of it, but there is a little section of it near it's Small World, but there's like a little gate for like where the parade is, you know, because that's where like the ending of it is. And one time we passed by it and all the princesses were there and they were all waving to us, all
whoa.
Of them. And I think
you're the luckiest man on earth.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Because my baby Aurora, she's got the bangs. It's also like, I mean, we've talked about this before, but like, all the Disney princesses look like they are from the era, not from, I mean, a little bit from the era of the setting, but also like the era of like when they were made. So like Snow White has like 1930s, like almost Betty Boop hair with like really short. Aurora's got like the late 50s or 60s like bangs, which is the ultimate version. I'll tell you that much.
I mean, have you seen there was something I saw a long time ago, that was like a guide to the makeup that they gave the Disney princesses through the decades, and you could tell like in the 80s they all looked like they all had 80s makeup, and like same thing with the 90s. I don't know what they do now. But that is one thing that I think they kind of change with the times, the makeup styles that they put on the
princesses. Oh, yeah, I mean, Ariel looks straight out of, like, 1989 or whenever that movie came out. Even her dress, like, the big poofy sleeves, you know, like a little prom thing. She's even got, like the big, like, the comb-over thing, like, bang thing on her hair, I guess. But Dapper Day is, you know, even though it doesn't have to be 50s, they encourage some kind of vintage, or I mean, they encourage you to dress up, first of all, but there is kind of an inherent retro feel to Dapper Day. And we can quickly talk about what we wore to it. MJ, what did you...
Absolutely.
Well, MJ, was yours... Yours was kind of, like, more agnostic, I feel like. Yours was, like, a typical... I mean, you're... I feel like I wore the exact fit at some point, you know, because he's wearing literally yeah. my clothes. But his...
Spoiler, it was a past Ethan Dapper Day inspired...
Hell yeah, it is, baby.
...fit, because, I mean, obviously the main parts, the natty suit, and then
the beret.
I think you did wear a yellow shirt. I don't know if it was the exact.
Oh yeah, because it could be, because that shirt is from me too.
Obviously the tie is different, but it was. I think you also wore like a brown tie or like some burgundy tie. But yeah. Very, very much Ethan cosplay that day for me.
Yeah. Hey, man. You know, it's I have so much outfits. It's if anyone out there is strapped for a look, you know, they got to get some inspiration. You could just look at whatever the hell I wore, because I'm bound to have worn something that you are thinking of wearing, which is also kind of funny because in the Weejohns, shout out the Weejohns Discord. Someone tagged me, or like one of the mods was like, hey, do you have an inspiration album for like black knit ties? And I say, I don't, because they're the easiest thing to wear. I don't need to be like inspired to wear them.
You just put them on, man.
Yeah. And so, but I guess maybe I got to make one, you know? But yeah, I think it's funny, cause like I definitely have some black knit tie outfits that I shared, for anyone who needs it. I guess I can make one. If people need to be inspired to wear a black knit tie, it's really easy. Although I will say, like everything, I have a specific look that I do them with, and it's called Ivy. Spencer, that's yours. Right. Yeah, you were still retro, but like you were, you know, of course, dressed down more than usual that particular
day. Yeah, I decided not to wear a tie. Just cause I don't know. I got dressed that morning and I was putting it together, and that's what I was feeling.
Hey, that's what matters, baby. No context.
That's right. Yeah, so I just, I was doing my Wythe white shirt, which I like a lot.
You're
it was
welcome.
Mostly, like, I wanted to wear that shirt.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about doing it with a tie. In Taxi Driver, there's a scene.
Oh, that's right.
Where Travis Bickle, attempting to dress up, wears, like, a white Western shirt with a tie and then a bright red jacket. So I was thinking about doing something like that. But one, I don't have a bright red jacket. And two, when I tried on that shirt with a tie, the tiny collar... It didn't really look good, so yeah. I was like, you know what, no tie today. So I just did.
We're not on that Wythe flow team, so we can say whatever we want.
That's right.
If Peter's listening, make him bigger. You know what I'm saying?
Fix your collar.
But yeah, please.
And then my Western corduroy jacket, which is a fun jacket. I got that one for free at a flea market. I don't know if I've talked about this on a podcast.
It's kind of crazy, actually.
But yeah, so I was trying that on. This happened, for reference, in I think, I don't know, January or February of last year. And the month is important because I was trying it on. I put it back on the rack at the booth. And then the person running the booth said, didn't you like that jacket? And I said, I did, but I don't know if I'm going to get it. And she said, just take it. Merry Christmas or something.
Oh, now the setting takes, the time period makes sense now.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, lady, it's not Christmas, but I'll take it. And so I did.
What would she have said if this took place in June? Happy Juneteenth.
Yeah, happy Juneteenth.
To you?
Yeah, she would say that to me. Yeah. Yes. But yeah, it's a fun jacket. It's like from the 60s or 70s. It's three button. It's got kind of slim lapels, and like I said, it's like a tan, or like, you know, like corduroy. With just the Western yoke, and then like the little reinforcements on the pockets. I like that thing a lot.
Yeah, piping, kind of.
That's right. But yeah, I just did that with cowboy boots for kind of a cool, rugged 60s, 70s, like Los Angeles cowboy look.
Except you're in Orange County.
Except
in
I'm in 2024. Orange County.
That's right. But yeah, no, it was a good look. I know a lot of people commented. I mean, what's so funny is that people compliment you guys in my stuff, because I post about you guys a lot. And so everyone, I got a lot of comments about your jeans. They're saying, damn, does he ever wash those?
I do.
That's right.
But not often.
There you go. That's the only way to get those sick fades. Hey, and maybe we'll talk about denim sometime this year.
At some point we will.
Yeah.
Denim.
That's right.
Yep. Mario Party. What about Lemon Party? You can't have a Lemon Party without Old Dick.
That's right.
Good 30 classic Rock. 30 Rock line. I guess, yeah, I was like the most retro because I decided to look like 1934, I guess, kind of. I wore a white... I wore my white linen double-breasted suit, which inherently, even though it's made modern by Atelier Fugue, it has an inherent like 30s, 40s look to them, look to it, with the, you know, swelled edges, the wide set buttons, of course the wide leg and everything like that. And I haven't worn, you know, a white suit in a boater. I guess I kind of did last year, but I wore it kind of casually with like a loop collar shirt and some sandals. But this time I wanted to do it proper. And it kind of reminded me of, like, you know, why, I mean, when I, my first ever Dapper Day that I went with a group, I did wear a boater there, not a white suit. But I always thought that would be a cool idea. And you know what? I wore it and it was great. I loved it with my.
It was cool.
That's right. I wore it with my like brown or tan multi-stripe shirt, which looks very like 20s, which is going to be now MJ's. I just washed it. So next time I see him, it's going to be given to him because the neck is just a little bit too tight.
To me.
Yeah. But yeah, I wore that also with a 30s like crushable tie, which I thought was really, really kind of fun, kind of a tonal look. I didn't want to do too much of a foulard. The crushable tie is called that because you can crush it and it doesn't wrinkle, and it has kind of a fun tonal stripe through it. So again, a very tonal like brown on tan on brown for my shirt and necktie. And then I wore that with my brown suede shoes, which if you listen to my our shoe episode, which is the one before this one, feels inherently vintage. I feel like suede shoes, you know, people, obviously you can wear those today. I feel like today it gets a little bit more like you wear suede shoes with jeans. It feels very hashtag menswear. And so wearing that with, like, again, a very kind of more dandy look, a more 30s silhouette, it feels more golden era. And if you look at old photos, your sporting shoes were almost always suede, I think, you know, like they would call them like nubuck or whatever, or buckskin, especially if they were white. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I wore some suede Oxfords with it. My only, one of my only Oxfords, like I said, in the shoe article, or in the shoe podcast. But yeah, that was a lot of fun. Some other good looks. Me and Hector had kind of the similar vibe, I think. He went for like a more 70s white suit. 70s does 20s with his low buttoning 4-on-1 and the yellow tie, white shirt, aviator sunglasses, and then the newsboy cap, a linen newsboy cap, which I thought was really cool. Very 1974 Gatsby. A little bit of a... And if you guys didn't know, the 70s loved the 30s. I guess the Gatsby's 22, so I guess that's not really 30s.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, there's a lot of fascination with the past. But that was kind of our first retro thing that we were going to discuss today. We had a lot of it kind of recently. I forgot that. I mean, this is kind of like also like our year of cons, like our year of like just going to things.
Yeah.
I mean, we had, you know, yeah, there's our Dapper year Day. Of events. Yeah, year events. There's Dapper Day. We had, you know, we have our upcoming stuff that we just talked about. And of course, we're in Anime Expo. Maybe there'll be a bonus episode in July whenever we do that one. A lot of fun. But, you know, I know a lot of people don't have a lot of opportunities to wear vintage clothing or get kind of in that mood unless they really, really want to. And I guess we're just blessed to have these kind of retro-themed occasions that just kind of lets us put stuff together. Obviously, for me, my inherent style has it, but it's, of course, like I wrote in my Dapper Day article, it's nice to have an excuse to, like, fully send it, you know? While I could wear a boater and a linen suit any day I want to, it kind of just makes more sense to wear it to Dapper Day than it does to, like, go to a coffee shop. Not saying that I won't do it, but it probably will happen. You know, but, you know,
you're going to be surrounded by other people wearing boaters at Dapper Day, so it's going to, you know, it's just going to feel more natural, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, and hey, you know, just because I said it, I'm sure I'm going to wear it to get coffee at some point. But you know, it's just, yeah, like much said, it just kind of makes more sense. But one of the bigger things that we did, one of the bigger parts of this episode, was that we had a 1980s party that we went to.
That's right.
Actually, specifically, 1989 Fairview Prom. What is Fairview High School? What is that a reference to? Because I know what Shermer High School is.
Is that just a random high school that they came up with? We're probably going to look like
I think Dummies. It's a real high school, but it's
okay. It is a real high school. It is a real high school. There's a lot. There's a lot of them actually.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Fairview. Nope. I don't know what this stuff is. I mean, there's a movie called Minus One that was made by people who went to the Fairview High School in Tennessee.
There's a movie called Lone Wolf from 1988, which I believe is set at a Fairview school. It doesn't say Fairview High School, but I found one review that mentioned Fairview School. And I think that it's a werewolf movie.
Yeah. What I want is someone to tell me about how much they love Shermer High School and Ferris Bueller. Because then I'll tell them, actually, it wasn't that wasn't where Ferris Bueller went. Shermer High School is Breakfast Club.
That's right.
And John Hughes didn't direct Animal House.
Of course not. I just want to sit down, have a tab.
I gotta put this on.
Yeah.
This is the job. Just wait till our episode.
We should watch that movie again.
I watched it recently at James's house.
Oh man.
Yeah. Okay. It was after. Yeah. Here's okay. So James, I think this. I'm sure we'll interview him at some point. He's a fascinating guy with a lot of great style and a very minimal style because he just doesn't own that as many clothes as we do, and so he naturally just wears the same thing over and over again. But James, you know, James is like a real, he's like a real artsy hipster guy. I don't think that's right. It's super accurate. But I was at his house. We were eating Korean barbecue. His roommate Max was cooking that up. Shout out Max.
Cooking it up.
But we did watch. We watched the what do you call this? The Princess Bride for the first time. Well, for me, I guess, in its entirety, because I watched it during the pandemic and I fell asleep. It was one of those times where I was just watching movies all day and applying to jobs. And so at 3 o'clock in the morning, you think, oh, I'm going to start this, like, you know, beloved classic. And then you fall asleep and then you're like, okay, I'll get to it some other time. But we were like, oh, 80s movies. Let's watch a movie that should have been made in the 80s. And that movie was
Would that movie work if it was made in the, like, because everything actually, is
should,
about, like,
it should be,
nostalgia.
It should have been, like, a 2000s movie, and then it would have been, like, you know, that could have worked.
It could have been, here's what you could have done. It could have been set in the 80s, but it's set in just the near future or whatever, and that's why they don't reference, like, any pop culture newer than that.
Yeah.
I saw something, I think it was about Ready Player One. I think I read that somewhere they wanted to have, you know, quote, like, future pop culture. Like, it's like, you know, they're going to reference stuff from the 80s, but then they're also referencing stuff from the 2030s that exist in that movie's universe. But they tried writing it, and they couldn't do it in a way that just made any sense to the audience.
Because it would just sound like an Ethan joke. Like, I'm just like, hey, Shobo, like, get out of here. Because that's a reference
yeah,
to...
Shobo, yeah, Shobo, remember from the cartoon Shobo
the
from
Showbiz
20,
King.
You know, 45?
Yeah. Yeah.
The streaming service Doobie Deebie.
Doobie Deebie.
That's right. Gaga Gigo. That's a Yu-Gi-Oh card. I just I watched the whole Yu-Gi-Oh deep dive on.
That's a silly name.
The art lore.
The art lore. Did you watch that? Did you get that too? Gaga. The story of Gaga Gigo.
Gaga Gigo.
I swear we're not crazy. Look it up, guys. Gaga Gigo on Google. But no, yeah, we watched Ready Player One, and so anyway, James had a triple birthday recently, and the theme
he
was
aged 3 years in one day.
Yeah. He was a little bit of a curious.
He went to
case.
The beach that made you old, but just for a couple minutes.
Yeah, he was able to get out in time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he had a triple birthday, and the theme of it was 1989, our 1980s prom night, which was actually a lot of fun because I think a lot of people assumed it was a 1980s party, because, and then when I said, oh, I'm trying to do this look, they're like, oh, why is that a prom photo? And I'm like, it's because the theme of the party is prom. And they're like, oh shit. But of course it could be, I guess, a random adult or a parent. And I think most of the people there, kind of did a generic 80s like vibe.
I'm guilty of that.
Yeah. You're guilty of it.
I'm guilty of many other things too.
But
crimes.
Actually, no. I mean, I think
if the glove fits.
I'm trying to think. Yeah. I think most people kind of go on theme. Because here's some of the
there
some
were
of the
a
looks.
Decent number of people who were wearing kind of prom looking outfits.
Yeah, okay. So one of the reasons why this, the impetus of this is because the movie Lisa Frankenstein came out a couple months ago. And you know, when you're a big Tumblr person, they liked it. But I'll just tell you, I did not like this movie. I think the movie is not good. I think it's charming. I think it's kind of charming, but it's not. It's just not good. But I could see, you know, like having that in the zeitgeist, I guess, inspire this prom party. But a lot of the girls who were in attendance did go for a like 80s goth prom look, which also just kind of felt like. Because I know some of them, they just kind of look like what they would wear normally at, like, if they were wearing a dress. Because, like, you know, yeah, if they weren't wearing a dress, it would be, like, you know, kind of Y2K goth, you know, like, kind of seen with low-rise jeans. But, of course, for this, you know, they're wearing, like, a black dress, corset, lots of, like, curly hair, which I thought was really, really cool. But, yeah, everyone's kind of doing a Lisa Frankenstein, and I really thought that everyone looked really, really cute. Epiphany wore a, like, pink... the pretty in pink dress, and she even did like the hair just like it. I don't know how to describe it. It's like the front ponytail.
There you go, front ponytail.
Pretty in pink. Here we go. Yeah, what does she do in the prom scene? No, okay, no, she doesn't do that. Okay, I actually don't know what Epiphany was doing with her hair. It was a reference to something else.
She was doing something
because
crazy.
Also Epiphany doesn't have short hair like Molly Ringwald. But yeah, she wore a pink dress from that, you know, very prom-esque. Maddie, I think, wore, like, a 80s business suit, which I think was kind of funny, with, like, a turtleneck.
Good, yeah.
She did her hair like that, too. Isabel also did kind of, like, an 80s look, where, I guess it was kind of more, like, 90s kind of grungy. She wore, like, a floral dress with, like, straight hair and, like, the red lipstick. I mean, my girlfriend looks great. But James himself, the birthday boy... wore a Violent Femmes t-shirt and then a tweed jacket and trousers. And
love the Violent Femmes.
Yeah, VFs.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to look up the creature from Lisa Frankenstein.
From the creature.
Yeah, from the creature. And I think there is a photo. He is wearing a... He is wearing a tweed jacket, like her dad's old tweed jacket with a, you know... the band t-shirt. And of course he did look like a zombie. He looked like the creature
he
himself.
He did look like a zombie. He had the whole look.
I wonder if he got that off of Amazon, because I think he has the exact same shirt. It's the exact same.
He might. Yeah, I'm seeing the picture now. That is a Violent Femmes t-shirt he's wearing.
Yeah, and if you look up the creature from... the creature from Lisa Frankenstein, he also had the... tanning goggles, because you know that's what brings the creature not to life, as you would think, because I don't know why it's called Lisa Frankenstein, because what brings him to life is a ball of lightning. I guess that's kind of Frankenstein, but like it wasn't like she wasn't like trying to make him, like she like it just revived, it just made him into a zombie. And yeah, so that's the story of Lisa Frankenstein. But that's what James wore. Pretty good. It's a very specific look. I mean, it could work today, honestly. I think a lot of hipsters would wear a Violent Femmes t-shirt with a tweed jacket.
Yeah, a bunch of freaking hipsters
just,
like that.
Just man. Look at Silver Lake.
That's right.
There you go.
Brandon, the other birthday boy, went for like a jock look. He had like his dad's old 1980s Letterman jacket, which I think is kind of awesome. Kind of cool to wear a family heirloom like that. His dad's not dead. He's just borrowing it from his dad. And he had a crossbody bag. But you guys had interesting outfits. How did you guys make your fits for this 80s party? How did you get into the retro mood?
I watched a movie from 1989 before I left.
Okay.
Which was of course called Fortress of America, and it's spelled in the Maoist way where it's instead of a C, it's a KKK.
Nice.
And it was just a pretty dumb action movie about a militia group that's terrorizing a town. I gotta be honest, I just kind of had it on in the background while I was doing other stuff in my room and would just look up occasionally. It's on Tubi. It's kind of fun. It's on Tubi. So if you get a chance, check that out. It's from Troma. So, you know, if you like those kind of trashy movies, like I said, it's pretty fun. But I have a pretty limited selection of 1980s looking clothes because... I don't really like 80s fashion that much, to be honest. So I put together an outfit that I liked based with the stuff that I had, which was my J. Crew rugby shirt. I had my Kamakura denim like button down shirt underneath that. A 70s or early 80s LL Bean vest, which I like. It's got a lot of sun fading, so it doesn't really look... It looks vintage. That was kind of something I was like, I wished it looked a little bit newer specifically for this look. But it's still fun. Then my Coors Banquet ball cap, which, you know, I feel like... that does seem like, you know, like when I watched My Bloody Valentine or something... I feel like I saw a guy wearing like a beer ball cap in one part, and then just did that with some khakis and my 70s Nikes. But I was definitely doing more early 80s than 1989.
Yeah.
And of course, I brought a prop, which I was planning to bring on anyway, but it became super topical the day before, because a while back I picked up a copy for free. Of the 1983 guide. That's right, yeah. For
oh, no.
the 1983 bad. Guide to football card collecting from O.J. Simpson. And so rest it's got peace. Him on the cover. It's got his signature and all that stuff. It's not his real signature. It's not an actual signed book, because then that would be probably a lot more expensive. But the party was the day after he died. So then I was like, I definitely got to bring this now.
Yeah.
And so I was, you know, educating people on what kind of cards they should buy and how much they're worth, etc. There's a lot of good info in that book if you are collecting cards, and also in the year 1984.
Nice. Tell that to George Orwell.
But yeah, I feel like my look was, again, more like, you know, sometime between 1980 and 1984 than it was 1989. It was really... you know what would be funny?
What's funny?
Dress like Winston from 1984 or something like that for the party.
Yes, that would be good.
Yeah.
We gotta dress like... We gotta watch... do a little episode on American Crime Story.
Oh, that's right.
The O.J. Simpson.
That's a really... I really like that miniseries. That's a good one.
Yeah. And then we gotta do one with Clive Owen as Bill Clinton.
That's right. Did you see the one about the Versace?
No, I did not see that one.
I didn't finish that one, but I liked it, and I feel like there's a lot of good clothes in there.
I mean,
maybe just do the world of fucking. What's the name of the showrunner? The American Horror Story guy.
Fuck!
I hate him. He's the busiest man in television.
I forgot what his name is.
I can't believe I forgot his name. I talk about him more. Ryan Murphy.
Yeah, Ryan Murphy,
the king of television.
MJ, how did you make your outfit? You're the only one who was in black tie or an actual prom outfit.
Yeah, I guess I leaned more into the prom aspect versus the 89 aspect, because I really didn't know what I was gonna wear. So I don't know. I just looked up 80s proms and I was like, well, guys have always been wearing tuxedos to prom, so.
That's right.
There was my chance. And I wore it with I guess it was another Ethan cosplay, because I wore my sandals with them. So that was fun. But yeah, that was my prom fit that I never got to wear because I didn't have a high school prom.
That's right.
Neither did I, because dancing is evil.
Will kill you.
Yeah. No, yeah, I mean, you should have had, like, a corsage and, like, a boutonniere, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm allergic to flowers, though.
Oh, so. Well.
Come on, man. Come on. No, yeah, so for me, I definitely got, I also looked up 1980s prom photos, and yeah, there was a lot of black tie, but I was like, I don't know, like, every time I wear black tie, I feel like I always do it too elegant. Like, it doesn't seem like it's 1980. I'm very aware that my hair is not 80s. And so I think that was kind of a detractor for me. I don't have, like, my flock of seagulls, you know, 1980s teddy boyish hair. I tried, didn't look good, or it didn't stay in the way I wanted it to, and I didn't have any hairspray, so I was like, oh, I'm not going to do this. But I did get inspired by a photo that I saw on the internet of a guy wearing
They have photos on the internet now?
That's right. A guy wearing like a gray double-breasted, probably like a shark skin or some kind of like silk suit with a black shirt and bolo tie. And I'm like, well, that looks definitely 80s. I'm going to do that. And so, and you know, the good thing about, you know, my Atelier Fugue suits, just like I said earlier, is that they're cut wide. So even though I tend to wear them in the 40s or 30s and 40s style, just with some, you know, detail changes in the shirt and accessories, you can make it spin 80s because, you know, it's there's a lot of similarities between the two. And so right. I rolled it down to the one. I had a black shirt. I was going to wear a black Western shirt, but I feel like that made it too Western. So I just wore a black point collar shirt. I also added a double-breasted 80s sweater vest, which is probably a women's sweater vest, but, you know, it looked pretty good anyway. And then I did wear a bolo tie with it, but I know that when you look at like Ducky from Pretty in the Pink, Pretty in the Pink, hell yeah,
Pretty in the Pink.
If you look at Ducky and Pretty in Pink, and just like, you know, any, even the source material, it's more of like a stone bolo tie, and I didn't have that. I tried my best to find some. I looked even the day before. I went to the antique malls. Didn't want to spend like $200 on like a turquoise silver one.
Are there any of the like Western wear stores in like Pasadena? Like,
you would think. And I went in there and they don't sell bolo ties. They sell like,
what the hell?
Yeah, I guess because like, you know, Western wear now is like a severely unbuttoned polyester snap shirt with like jeans.
Like, they're not... I gotta say, this is a slight digression, but I went into the Western store in Santa Ana for the first time last week when I was killing time downtown. They got some good stuff in there. We should go in and check it out. Okay. They have a huge selection of boots that are pretty nice. They do have a couple like Western suits, but unfortunately those are all polyester as far as I can tell. But there's some cool stuff in there. They did have bolo ties. They had a lot of bolo ties.
Damn. Yeah. Mine just straight up did not have that. It felt like the Western store near my house felt like a boot and jean store. Sorry. Maybe like some like shirts, like that's it. And like, mm-hmm. I walked in and they started speaking to me in Spanish, and I'm like, oh, I'm not Hispanic. I'm sorry. And they're like, oh yeah, can we help you? And I'm like, oh, I'm looking for bolo ties. Like, oh, like we don't got any. And I'm like, damn. Mm. Yeah. It was like, it wasn't like the most, like, it was just like stacks of stuff. So, you know, definitely like just like a, you know, like a, almost like a surplus store.
It was like the stack store almost.
Yeah. I'm making that stacks. But yeah, I wore a bolo tie from my girlfriend's sister's husband. And he, the only bolo tie he had was like a star. And so I was like, well, mm-hmm. definitely a little bit more Western than I had wanted, but I think it worked pretty well for what I was going for. And I did also wear sunglasses, my Wayfarers, and, white socks and loafers. Cause that's kind of like an 80s, you know, what's his name? Michael Jackson, MJ.
That's right.
That's right. So I did that. MJ. And yeah, I think the fit looked pretty good. I think it worked exactly for what I wanted it to. And it was good. Again, another good excuse to put those things together. Maybe in the future I'll do bolo tie. I think bolo ties are kind of cool, but I do prefer bandanas over bolo ties. Yeah. But of course, that's Western and not 80s. I do own a bolo tie. But you own one?
I own one because I was thinking about wearing one for New Year's. Before I finalize
The design on that? Why didn't you tell me? I could have just borrowed it from you.
Because I was also, for a second, I was not sure if I was going to go, so I didn't want to offer and then not show up. I got a couple from Joyride, because they also do have them pretty cheap over there. So I got one that I've never worn. It's just kind of sitting there.
What is it?
I don't even remember. I will, after we're done recording, I will fish it out and then take a picture and we'll include it somewhere.
Okay.
So, and then the readers can be like, when they see it, they'll know that I own it.
Yeah, there you go. I'll say, I'll add it as Spencer's bolo tie in the photos.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a lot of fun, I think, and everyone, we had a great time. Everyone was super nice.
Yeah, people looked good.
Yeah, people definitely looked good.
How much do you guys like or appreciate 80s fashion, because I've already outed myself as a hater for the most part. I like a lot of
When did you say that? I don't even know when you said
I said that earlier. I said I don't have a lot of 80s clothes because I don't really like 80s fashion that much. I guess I like the more, you know, same thing with everything. I like the more like rugged casual looks, like the kind of outdoorsy things, or like, you know, like the fucking like 80s trucker kind of look or whatever. But I'm not a big fan of, you know, like the gray and like pastel, you know, two-tone shirts or whatever.
Well, let me tell you, I'm not a huge fan. I mean, I think across most stuff, actually that's not true, but I'm not a huge fan of like youth styles, especially like I think youth from like the 70s, 60s, 50s, 40s, you know, all the way down is good. But like after the 70s, I'm not a huge fan of youth styles. I know that that kind of tends to characterize a lot of the retro looks, you know, might even say that that's the zeitgeist when we look at the past through rose-colored glasses. And so I agree with you there that I'm not a huge fan of, like, pastels and, like, light wash. I mean, I do like light wash jeans, but I don't wear it, like,
but super... not, like, the acid wash or the 80s, you know.
Yeah. But I will say that I like, you know, I like trad looks of every era because my heart lies in suits. That's true. Maybe not a huge fan of, like, the kind of, like, the more, you know, fashion forward, you know, like Miami Vice stuff. I'm not a huge fan of wearing like a t-shirt and like a suit, at least in that way. I mean, if I did, it'd probably be like more of like a knit tee or something like that to kind of give some more texture and slouch to it. But yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of like of 80s cuts for jackets, especially with like low buttoning points and exaggerated shoulders or overly exaggerated shoulders. But I like some of the ideas from it. And if you look at like trad publications or even, you know, like you know, like professors, artists from that time, I know Darren on Instagram, shout him out, but he always posts a lot of great GQ and Esquire advertisements, editorials, spreads from issues of the 80s and 90s, and so I like that. And they, to me, it's like the last time we looked close enough to Esquire, man, because you know they're all wearing like foulard ties and striped shirts. Some of them are wearing collar bars. I mean, it sounds like I got to make an article on like looking to the past. So keeping an ear out for that one. But yeah, I think I generally like it, and I could have done a yuppie look because I love doing that shit. You know, it's like, you know, it's very similar to my 30s Esquire man, just with a little bit of a change of like how I style the shirt and tie combination, and maybe even where I roll the buttoning point to. But of course, this was a prom party, and so I wasn't able to do like, you know, gray suit, blue stripe shirt with like a burgundy food. I couldn't look like Niles Crane or whatever, and so that was kind of like, you know. But it wasn't too bad. I like the opportunity to kind of branch out and, you know, wear a fun outfit. And as I later saw, as I was going through my old photos, my old saved photos, my outfit is pretty close to enough that my dad wore. I mean, he wore gray pants, a bolo tie, and a black button-up shirt. He did have crazy big hair, though, which I did not could not do in time for this. But what about you, MJ? Do you like the 80s?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's just like... I like Ferris Bueller, I guess.
Sure.
But yeah, that's about it for me.
Have you guys seen anything from Miami Vice?
I've only seen like the Ned's Declassified, the Vice Principal Krubs.
Yeah, I haven't seen a full episode, but I rewatched the clip from the pilot where they you know, they're driving around, they're playing Coming in the Air Tonight. And holy shit, that was like maybe like I feel like I watched it in like high school or something when I first like heard about the show. But I rewatched it like in preparation to get in the 80s mood, and that scene is so good. I might have to start watching the entire show because, oh my god, it was so... I'm gonna send it to you guys and you can watch it afterwards, but one of the best scenes in television history in my opinion.
The theme is like, the theme goes da 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 da, da, right?
Something I couldn't, like probably. I couldn't tell. Again, okay. I haven't seen a full episode. I've just seen this specific 3 or 4 minute clip.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I've never watched Miami Vice either. I know it has like a fun rap within menswear because of like, oh, you don't want to look like that, but nowadays people want to look like that.
People do.
It's weird to think about how menswear has like... You know, there was like a season where like people did do Miami Vice, like, you know, t-shirts with suits, and then then we did like 70s, and I don't know. We love the past. We sure love it so much. In fact, we love it so much and we go back even further.
That's right. Hundreds of years.
Hundreds of years to the Renaissance.
Renaissance.
The 1490s, I don't know, like 1500s, 1600s?
I guess, yeah. I think, do people say, like, you know, Columbus, did that kick off the Renaissance? I know that around the 1490s is, I think, when it's accepted to have started. I could just be talking about off my ass right now, but I do recall that.
Yeah. The Italian Renaissance.
Yeah, 15th and 16th centuries.
Yeah. Okay.
So a while ago, when I said medieval earlier, I was off, because of course the medieval era and the Renaissance era do not coincide at all.
Yeah, what's medieval? That is 500 to 1500.
Yeah.
Okay. The Italian Renaissance historian Giorgio Vasari.
That's right.
He like lived during that time. It's funny to, like, you know, wouldn't that just be called a journalist? Because it wouldn't be a historian,
I guess.
But anyway, the Renaissance Fair.
Uh-huh. The Pleasure Fair.
We went last year. You're telling me.
Yeah.
You know, we went last year. The first time in years, there is one photo of me, which I included in the previous article, where I went to the Renaissance Fair for the first time, and I was in Gurkha shorts. It's a really awesome outfit, honestly. It's khaki Gurkha shorts, a khaki linen jacket, and a Breton striped t-shirt. It's very casual Ethan in summertime. But I went to the, you know, Renaissance Fair, and there's a picture of me with a TARDIS booth. I guess someone had brought that in there, which is kind of funny. And we went last year, which was a lot of fun. Spencer joined us for that time. But this year, Spencer did not join us, but we did replace him with like five people because we were the big group this time. And we really leaned into it. I mean, this was a lot of fun. I definitely, you know, last year I did Saffron Corps. This year I went even more I guess not really Saffron Corps, because I guess I kind of went piratey as well.
Well, it was Pirate Day last year when we went.
It was, yeah. So for those of you who don't know, the Renaissance Pleasure Fair is a fun little, you know, it's a celebration and, you know, inspired of things from the Renaissance of that time period. So you got, like, you know, turkey legs, mead, but also you got stuff like Vikings, you got pirates. Yeah. There's different themed weekends. So it takes place, at least here, in LA, takes place over the course of like 2 months, and so Saturday and Sundays during those 2 months are the events, and there are also you know, themed specific days or themed weekends.
Yeah.
The one that we went was Pirate Week or Pirate Weekend, and so people could dress up like pirates.
They're allowed to, otherwise you get kicked out.
Otherwise it'd be crazy. Yeah. I mean, you know, like, I know that they make fun of it in Big Bang Theory, but they say, like, oh, they always go wearing Star Trek officer uniforms, because they're like, oh no, we're in a new world that's stuck in the 1500s or whatever.
Yeah.
Or sorry, the 1600s. But yeah, there were pirates there. There's also cosplay day. I mean, usually there's someone kind of cosplaying. You'll see a, you know, a Zorro, you'll see a Link,
Mandalorian,
you'll get that was kind of weird, but you'll see like Assassin's Creed. Yeah, there was, think like almost two of them, and there was, I also saw a guy dressed like Ahsoka, and so he had like a little headdress, but that made like the Leku for which is the head tails of Ahsoka, Togruta?
Tortuga.
Yeah.
That's not it.
I thought that was kind of cool. It was like, it was like a braid of like orange and like gray, which I thought was a really fun way of doing it. A couple of High Republic era Jedi, which is, you know, kind of like Star Wars' current answer to like the Renaissance or medieval like version of it, you know, pre the Age of Age of Republic.
That's right.
The Three Ages, Republic, Rebellion, and of course, Resistance.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, lots of great style there. So I definitely want to play into it. Last year, I wore my kimono coat. I wore a jinbei, some wide leg pants, and some sandals. But this year, I definitely leaned even further into it. I wore a newer kimono, which is a bit wider and slouchier. because I outgrew the other one. But underneath, I wore my black Bryceland's sports shirt, which I wore untucked, and I wore a belt around my waist to kind of give that pirate effect to it. I also wore my black gaucho pants from SFC, Scott Frazier. And I did I was debating on wearing sandals, and I'm glad I didn't because it rained pretty hard. Ooh, yeah. On the way out there. We'll talk about that in a second. But I did wear black cowboy boots. And at first I was just going to do that. You know, I was just going to wear boots. But I was like, wait, the boots are tall enough. What if I blouse my pants into it? And I did that. And I think it kind of really worked. It kind of gave, you know, kind of like the kind of fun poofy pantaloon, whatever they call, whatever they call those pants in that era.
Yeah.
Or it just looks like pirates, you know, pirates are blousing their stuff into their little boots. And so even though, my boots aren't like, you know, engineer boots or whatever, like the kind of like riding boots, I feel like it kind of worked pretty well. And so, yeah. Oh man, Spencer just shared some fits. They're just,
oh yeah. I'm looking up, I just Googled like 1530s men's fashion.
Yeah, the tops. I love, like,
What are those called? I used to know this because I did theater, but what were those garments called? Like, the it's not like a vest or anything, or jacket, but I'm gonna figure this out.
No idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would go again. If anyone wants to go again, I would go again.
Isn't there, like, a market day or something where they have a bunch of sellers, like, local craftspeople?
I feel like they all always have those.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, I would definitely go again. But yeah, I wore all of that. I also had a sash, or I had a scarf as a sash, and then I wore this
doublet.
Turkish.
That's what it's called. Thick.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I also wore a Turkish. They call it a Turkish cap. I don't know how accurate that is. If I look up Turkish cap,
I feel like you're going to see some images.
You're gonna see some.
Okay, so mine don't look exactly. Mine don't look exactly like this, but you know, because it's not like a fez, but yeah, I wore like this kind of like this little like soft cap thing, and I feel like it also like added straight up to the look too. I feel like it, you know, kind of put me firmly there.
Yeah.
I feel like it was a little bit less piratey, but you know, now I just wanted to be kind of a townsperson. Epiphany said I looked like a. Like, I sell things. I have, like, a shop where I sell my wares, which is kind of fun.
What are you buying?
And I did add some elf ears, some little plastic elf ears or rubber elf ears, so I could, you know, be more fantastical. I did forget to bring a ring, but maybe I'll do that next time. And then, yeah, I didn't bring a walking stick. I didn't bring, like, a musket or anything. I didn't bring a sword, so I just...
Are
I
you
just
allowed to bring a musket?
If it has an orange tip,
okay,
or if it has they have to peace bond it so you can't fire it.
Yeah.
But yeah, hey, it's, yeah, con stuff, man. But yeah, that was kind of my fit for it, and you know, I thought it was a lot of fun. MJ, you looked like Jake from the Jake and the Neverland Pirates.
Yes, I don't know if that was like in the back of my mind when I was putting stuff together, but I guess it was. Yeah, I did
There you go.
I guess the big part was when I did the red bandana as a headband. And then I had like a really old, like a high school, or I think I had it since like junior high, this like vest from Express that had like some emblem on the back that was like kind of piratey, I guess, because it said like, some stuff like bravery and loyalty or something like that.
Yeah.
So I did that with some brown wide leg chinos from Uniqlo, and I did this scarf around the waist, kind of like the long sash like sort of thing, and yeah, Chelsea boots because I knew it was gonna rain a little bit. Yeah. So planned ahead there.
Good idea.
It was
planned
a good idea.
Ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I thought it was kind of fun that you went for the pirate look for this one.
For Pirate Day,
you know. For Pirate Day.
Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Yeah. I just couldn't. I could not see Jake and the Neverland Pirates. You know. I think it's just really funny.
Yeah.
I know, looking at some of these old photos, I love the headwear, because I feel like you could just wear that with, like, black tie with, like, different stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I do like the felt, like, kind of, like, and it's not a fedora, but, like, the kind of brimmed felt hats with, like, the big feathers. Because, again, my whole thing is I don't want to buy something just for this. I want to wear what I already have.
Okay, would you wear the Da Vinci style cap? And I'm sending a reference photo for that right now, but you might already know what I'm talking about. Well, I'm trying to send a reference photo, but Discord's being a dumbass. But that's also kind of like a...
Yeah.
I mean, you'll see it. It's kind of like just a big slouchy hat.
I would love it if I had the the Albert Einstein cap from there Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Oh, yeah. I would maybe wear this.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of... Yeah, I definitely... There was a lot of fun hats. I mean, I was even entertaining like a tricorn.
Okay, that, you know, those could be fun.
And they were
like,
I mean,
like you know, like, yeah, but like none of them were like really like the really good ones that I wanted. Like I kind of want like a really really nice one,
like a professionally like an actual.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. It's funny because we know there's a person that wears bicorns and tricorns, and you
I think
know,
Joyride
it's,
makes
not really...
makes those. I'm pretty sure they started making pirate hats. So
I love that. I love that for them. But yeah, no, I because it's like it's kind of sick. It's kind of like when you wear it with like you know. When you look like Cutler Beckett or something, like, you know, like you don't have to be full on Jack Sparrow, but if you do it like a nobleman, but like in black and gold, I'm like, that's kind of awesome.
I think we've talked about this before. We should talk about the Pirates movies.
I know. Yeah, we definitely should. But there was a guy wearing like a naval uniform, like, you know, like a 1700s, you know, like Norrington. And I remember a guy said, "Hey, it's Pirate Day, not Navy Day." And I said, "It's funny because he's dressed like a cop, right?" Like,
they were privateers, you know. They were pirates hired by governments to sack other like foreign ships and stuff like that.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Captain James Cook.
That's right.
Was a privateer, I think. Don't quote me on that one. But yeah, I think everyone else had a lot of fun too. Is Epiphany wore a corset, like a nice flowy dress. Isabel made like a Renaissance era dress, like so not a corset, but like kind of like this like. The white flowy dress with like the burgundy top part that had sleeves. I don't know what you call it, but she looked really cool. You'll see that in the photos. But what I like about this is that, you know, there's not just a period, just like with Dapper Day, just like with anything, there's a lot of like different ways of expressing that. And also like what the vibe of the, you know, like of the event is. So obviously you can do that kind of stuff. You can do naval stuff. You can do pirate stuff, but you can also do like kind of like metal. Like you can wear like a kilt and like a, you know, like a kind of a tunic kind of a thing, which is kind of like, you know, even though I don't know how accurate that is, but like, it's still very Renaissance fair. There's an inherent like nerdy punk metal, vibe to this. Mm-hmm. You can also just straight up go shirtless, which is what our friend John did. I don't have nearly, as good of as a physique as John does, and if you look in the video, he looks like a Dorito because he's a fucking beefcake of a man. But yeah, no, he looked great. I mean, he also has a back tattoo, which I feel like if you got tattoos and you're going shirtless, like that's kind of awesome, you know. Mm. But of course, James, as you'll see him in a brief photo later, he has his go-to. Renaissance fair outfit that he wears, and then of course his friends, who, you know, we had seen the night before at the party, were wearing also kind of like goth piratey kind of outfits. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I like being able to kind of dress up and be in service of something, and, you know, to like, you know, get inspired to make an outfit. And someone in our Discord said that I look like Skeleton John, which is a brand in the UK, I think. I would do, like, if you look at it, like, that's kind of, like, it's, like, John of, I guess not really John Varvatos, but, like, just kind of, like, vampire-y modern take on, you know, clothing of this era. And I would definitely wear something like this to the Ren Faire.
There you go.
If you look at, maybe I'll link some stuff there, but it looks really, really cool. I love that there's like a, they have a boater made from rush harvested from the Thames.
Oh, that's like, cool.
That's kind of crazy. But yeah, I mean, I would love, I don't know how I would make another outfit for next year instead of just, you know, just doing this one, but
all the images I sent, I figured we can have a brief discussion on that.
First
of all, if you, I know that you said your policy, you don't want to buy something that's just for Renaissance Fair, but say someone said, I'm going to give you a completely free outfit or something. And it's all, you can make it all period accurate, like, you know, 15th or 16th century clothing. What do you think you would do?
It would be that black outfit that you sent up.
That is really cool. That's really good.
Because it's got like the pleats and like the ribboning effects or whatever. Yeah. Like, I love that. I mean, again, that's like, Saffron Corps is like kind of about this kind of stuff, although this is definitely way earlier. But I really like that. I don't really want to do like multiple colors. If I did, it'd be black and gold. I'm not into like the whole stockings thing. I want,
well, unfortunately, like, I don't think they were wearing pants yet, so you're gonna have to wear the stockings.
Well, speaking of that, I did, and speaking of Joyride, I did run into our friends from Joyride.
That's right.
Josh and Rob there, because they are historical reenactors. They mm-hmm. and they don't just do World War II, they also, you know, do the Renaissance Fair. And, you know, in the photo with them, it's fun, and they're not wearing pants, and you might notice that they have a little bit of a package going on there.
They got the codpiece?
They got the codpiece, and not only is it a codpiece, it is a codpiece that is, it's definitely, it leaves nothing to the imagination, because it is outlined exactly like your penis.
I mean, there's a photo I sent with the guy in the armor that's wearing a cod piece, and it's kind of the same. It kind of just looks like his dingle is out.
Well, that's still around. I mean, this one has like, there's definitely, I mean, okay, so I'll say again, Josh and Rob were doing it for, it's not really their penises, it's just a fun little thing that they add to it, but it was definitely like, it looked straight up like a dildo, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, it was like as if the penis itself was like vacuum formed, and not like it wasn't just this. It wasn't just a cover. It was like you know how like I don't know, like an instrument case, how it has the outlines of how your instrument goes into that case. It was that, but the opposite effect, where it just encases the dick and balls, if you will, of our friends. But yeah, it's really, really funny. And they also were wearing the fun little shoes. Look up Renaissance shoes. I will say, looking at these, I do love like the like little like kind of dainty like hole cut with lacing shoes that people have.
Mm-hmm.
But oh damn, I would absolutely wear something like this. Like these like Mary Jane like velvet shoes.
Oh, those are fun,
like that's I would absolutely I would do that with black tie. But no, I can't find it. Of course, as we know, the embroidered like silk shoes are some of the earliest shoes. Well, not the earliest, but like some of like when they get close to what we do now, and of course a lot of mules. I will say a lot of people who were there, if they were wearing modern shoes, with a lot of Birkenstock clogs, which I guess kind of makes sense. I think it's also fun to see guys wearing like full on like outfits and then wearing like Clark's Desert boots with it, which I think is kind of fun. But I mean, hey, you know, it's like at cosplay where you just, you know, you can't, you know, sometimes you got to wear shoes that you know you are comfortable in. And especially if it's going to rain. And I can't find the exact ones that Rob were wearing. I look up multicolor. But yeah, they had some crazy ass shoes. But yeah, I can't find it. Damn it. But yeah, I would do all black and gold or something like that. What was also kind of fun was, oh, I found them.
Hey.
Haha. cow mouth style. It was like this. It was like whatever this is. This is like square-toed shoe. This is what Rob and Josh were wearing.
Oh, wow.
And they were like, yeah, these are uncomfortable. And I'm like, yeah.
They look uncomfortable.
They look like how you truss up a turkey, kind of. Like the things that go on the ends of the... What do you call that? The aglet of like the feet.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know what they're called, those little things, the little puffy things that go on the end.
The little chef's
hat. Yeah, the things that you see, the little chef's hat that you see in like a cartoon turkey, you know?
Two cartoon foods I really want to eat, that like a cartoon turkey with those little things, then Tom and Jerry style steak, where it's just a giant steak with a tiny little round bone in the middle.
Are those raw?
I don't know. What cut of steak is that?
Oh man, people have definitely made this, which I think is really funny.
Oh yeah, there it is.
It's marbled, so that means it's definitely raw.
Yeah.
In the cartoon.
Are you looking at the cartoon? Oh yeah, it is. The cartoon looks very raw.
I mean, but they're animals. They can eat that.
They can eat that.
Yeah, but I will say, I mean, yeah, just look. Oh, man. When are we? Oh, boy, I'm hungry.
Me too. I need to cook dinner.
Oh, my God. But yeah, we got to go. Yeah, Renaissance Fair. Lots of fun. I want to know what I'd wear next year. I definitely want to make it an ongoing thing. It's the year of cons.
That's right. I've wanted this for a while. But one of these like Western like lace up shirts, I feel like that would be good for Renaissance Fair too.
That's what I was gonna say. Yes, I think next year, or hey, if I, you know, if there's, well, no, there's no more flea markets in time for it, because this is the last month of it. But I would love, yeah, to get like the lace style, the hippie shirts as we call them.
Maybe like looking at some of the images that I sent of like peasants or farmers, I feel like a collarless jacket would look pretty good with that.
Yep.
But yeah, I don't know. Like I said, if I were given a free complete outfit, I would love to do like a doublet with the neck ruffles and all that stuff. Just look very silly.
Cuz you would rock that. Like I would. You would look, cuz you've got like the facial hair and the whiteness.
The whiteness for it. That's right.
Yeah. I think it's a lot of fun. I mean, especially if you're able to wear what you already own, because I don't.
I feel like pants are the hardest thing, because, like I said, they didn't really wear pants. I guess in some of these paintings of like peasants or farmers, it looks like they're wearing. I can't tell if those are pants. I can't tell if those are pants or if those are also just like, you know, like leggings or whatever that they have on.
Right. For Tom and Jerry, is that steak that big because they are small?
That's a good question. I guess, I never thought about that. I think I always just kind of imagine them as being people-sized. Human-sized? But they're not. Well, because it's like, how about, you don't really see their owner that often, so I feel like it's hard to get a frame of reference.
Yeah. What about, and it's, oh man, that sexy-ass cat.
Oh, there you go. Oh yeah, the cat lady.
Yep, Tom and Jerry girl.
That's right.
Well, not the girl mouse, the girl cat, bro.
I don't care about the girl mouse.
Yeah, dang, a little neck bow, a little pussy bow.
That's right.
That's what they call him, bro. Her name is Toodles Galore.
You're not wrong.
Hell yeah, her name is Toodles Galore.
Really quick, before we end it, the other thing that is in the future. We're going to a friend's birthday party, which is what, like, Socratic theme? God. What is that? What's the theme for that?
Yeah, that's right. It's a Socratic. Yeah, it's a Socratic party.
Yeah.
Oh God. I don't even know.
Are you gonna do a toga? Are you gonna go to a? I'm like, if I can go to a craft store and get like a couple bolts of just fabric, because it's like they just wrapped them, man.
You don't have a bed sheet?
I do, but it's blue. It's not white. That's the problem.
I mean, there are multiple colors.
True, that's true.
Like, if you look up, like, Socrates...
Maybe I could do, like, painting a curtain. I could take these curtains right here. My blackout curtains. And try to do something
like
that.
Look at this one. Literally, there's different colors.
Okay.
See?
There they are.
There's a multitude of colors.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode where we talk about just things that we went to. You know, it's like an audio blog post, That's right, which is kind of what this was supposed to be. You know,
a blog.
That's right. I hope you guys get inspired to have your own, you know, little fits of anger. No, I'm just kidding.
That's right.
You know, to go to little events and get inspired to make some cool outfits and put things together that you wouldn't normally put together. You know, check out your local Renaissance Fair. I know our friend Brooks does a lot of LARPing, and he does a really great job because, I mean, obviously, if you're into menswear and you're into LARPing, you're going to make some great outfits. And yeah. So, yeah, really great there. I mean, you know, I would love to go to, like, a... Is there, like, Jane Austen night or, like, oh, like Austin, some of that like a stuff? 19th you know?
Century thing?
Yeah, I mean, you could maybe do more of our, like...
You know, when you're describing a Civil War reenactment.
Oh, a little woman one.
Yeah, a little. We could find one of those and dress like it's the 1860s. That might be kind of fun.
That would be great.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, you guys will see the photos of the Socratic one whenever that comes out. But for now, you guys can look at the. Actually, will this come out? No, this is coming out this weekend. Yeah. At the time of recording, so I guess not. But you guys can check out the blog post where you'll see photos of our 80s night and of course the 1580s, the Renaissance Fair photos. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. If you guys want to support us, which we would love, you can go to Style and Direction. Well, before that, you got to put patreon.com/styleanddirection. $5 a month gives you access to our Discord and our bonus episodes where we talk about movies that we watched. Lots of good stuff on that. But $10 a month gives you all that plus some other stuff. Namely, MJ says thank you to you. So MJ, who are we thanking?
Namely, your names. Our Sidecast Fanatics, Shane Curry, Philip Grigard, Henrik Wilberg, and Alexander Batten.
We appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for supporting us. Hope this episode was good for you, even though we talked about taking a shit on someone's desk in the beginning. But yeah, we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.